Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP coming up at 9:20. It's a game show Wednesday, your chance to win some great prizes. But joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, it's Peter LaViolette, head coach of your Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Coach. We are doing well. Before we talk about last night's game, I would like to formally apologize. I want to apologize for putting out the Travis Konecny positive mojo during your last appearance.
Oh yeah, you were hyping him up last week.
I feel like I personally manifested his second career hat trick.
Why would you do that, Kix?
Against my favorite hockey team during your game at Philly. So I'm very sorry for that. I will not let that happen again. Not on my watch. So I formally apologize. I feel bad.
Well, you could turn it around. We got some games coming up here. Maybe you could put that positive mojo into our summer guys and see if we can get a trick on the road here.
It's true. Well, it's a very good point.
Well, I tell you what.
Pick a player. I mean, if you're the guy who picks the poison, just pick one of our players and send that good mojo on its way.
I think I'll have to do that.
Well, last night's game was frustrating, but just the day before, you had this unbelievable comeback. I sat and watched that one, too, with my daughter, and that was amazing. We want to talk about that win before we talk about last night. How did that feel when you were down 3-0? Did you feel like that was still in you, or did that kind of surprise you?
We didn't like the first period. You know, again, there was a couple of shots that came in from the point, and anytime you throw it in, you know, if it doesn't get blocked high, it's got a chance of being screened or hitting something. And you know, they threw two in right away. I don't think we were great in the first period, but you know, after the first was over, I think there's no doubt in our room that we believe we can score goals. And we needed to play a little bit better defensively. And I thought we did that, and then we pushed. And we talked about just winning the second period. If you just kind of keep it in smaller segments and thinking about climbing a 3-0 mountain, if you can win the period 1-0 or 2-0 or 2-1, you know, it would set it up for the third period and possibly being able to do the same thing. And so we just kind of broke it down. I think when you're down 3-0 or you're down 4-0, start thinking about, well, I got to score 4 goals or I got to score 5 goals. It becomes a more daunting task. And so we kept it simple, and I thought our guys just kept pushing in that game, and lots of good chances, and we finally got it done in overtime. Great goal by Orlov.
Was the Ovi hit midway through the second period on Pageau, was that kind of the turning point, like a jump start for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of hits in the game, and, you know, it was a division game. You knew it was going to be physical, but I don't think we were as physical until Ovi, you know, got that big hit in. And then, you know, I thought we started to hit and compete a little bit more, played faster, turned the puck over a little bit too much in the first period. But there's no question that, you know, oftentimes it's something that can spark a team, a goal, a save, a big penalty kill. And, you know, for on this instance, it seemed to be always hit that got us going.
I was thinking about this. You guys have done a lot of kind of lineup shifting as a couple guys have come back. Now you've got Tom Wilson at your disposal. You've got Backe there. And then certain guys slide out, like a Lars Eller might be out. A Mantha might be out for different reasons. What's your preference as a coach? And when you get to the playoffs, which is still a long ways away, do you want to have that like locked in or still maybe the shifting around?
So there's no way around it right now. When three players, you know, Ocean was and came back and been back for, you know, 7 or 8 games now. Backstrom and Wilson are back for 3 games each. There's no way around it. The lines are going to shift. We have 14 NHL players that have all played here and contributed and been good players for us. There's not a guy that had been sitting out or somebody called up from the minors. It's just here as an extra in case somebody gets hurt. All the guys in the lineup have contributed, and up until the point of those guys returning to the lineup, it played really well, giving us an opportunity to fight our way back into a playoff spot and up the standings. And, you know, with that strong month of December. And so right now we're managing the depth of our organization, and there's not for me, I didn't have any reason to take anybody out. And if there is, if I think somebody's off a little bit, I'll take them out. But, you know, we're going to have to share that. And you see what happens with Nick Dowd, and, you know, he's going to miss some games here. Mm-hmm. Still trying to get more of a handle on a better time frame of what he's out. But, you know, had you moved a player or moved 2 players just so that you didn't have to sit anybody anymore, we would now be looking at our minor league franchise and trying to figure out who's going to come up here and help out. I think it's uneasy, but you know, Lars played great the game before. I told him that, but we had to take somebody out, and, you know, Strom the night before that had to take him out, and we're just one guy at a time here. And we'll just kind of move through until we figure it out. But with regard to the lines, there's some things that I like. I had liked, you know, for 2 games in a row, I'd really liked Backstrom, Milano, and Wilson together. And so I'm trying to see if there's a little bit of chemistry there.
At any point, is it tough for you with all the moving parts, remembering who's playing with who? Like, do you have like a note card you stuff in your pocket, or a note on your phone, or a whiteboard in the dressing room?
Yes, we have cards on the bench and stuff like that, and we look at it all day. But I think that, again, you know, going in, you know what your lines are and you know what you're looking for. Last night we put together a lineup that after playing the night before where we wanted speed and physicality. And so, you know, Kubel kind of fit the bill. It was more about what he would bring to the table. And I thought he played a pretty good game. I think he had 4 or 5 hits, and his line had one of the goals, and you know, he was a big part of that. But sometimes you look at the opponent, sometimes you look at the situational play of a power play player, a penalty kill player. But with 14 players and at the time 5 centermen, things are going to switch. People are going to switch positions, and that's really the only way, you know, you can keep that depth.
Have any of the players balked and quibbled with you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're all professional athletes. They want to play, and I love that. Somebody's upset that they're not in the lineup, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, they want to play. They want to help, and they want to contribute. But again, 14, it's just simple math here. My Division III Westfield State college education, it's 14 NHL players and 12 NHL roster spots. So 2 have to come out every night.
Mm. We're joined by Peter LaViolette, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So last night you dropped one to the Minnesota Wild at Capital One. 3 second period goals pretty much sealed the Caps' fate. Is that especially disappointing to you because the Caps have been so good about outscoring teams in the second period up to this point in the season? Like, do you guys kind of feel like, hey, man, we own the second period, and it kind of got flipped on us last night?
Yeah, you know, the second period was tough because you know, there's times when you're giving up these real big chances, and it's just chance after chance, and you're on your heels. And there's been some games that have been like that, and they're 3 goals. It's like the puck had eyes. I mean, they wristed it in long distance from somewhere in the blue line, you know, off the half wall. They just wristed it, but they did a good job with the screen in front of the net, and it's almost like you watch the puck float in because our goaltender he was screened. They did a good job with their net presence, and we didn't give up a whole lot. There's probably nine or ten chances that we gave up all night. So defensively, I thought we were good, but on those three occasions when they wristed it in long range, they had the screen in the right place and the puck had eyes and it found the back of the net. And, you know, conversely, I thought that we pushed even in the second period and definitely in the third, continued to hunt to try and win that hockey game. I thought our guys played hard last night, and that puck didn't have eyes for us. It didn't want to seem to find its way past that goal line.
Was there any enhanced chirping last night between Tom Wilson and Ryan Reeves? We know they have a history dating back to Reeves' time with Vegas. Just a gentle reminder to everyone, that was when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup convincingly against the Vegas Golden Knights back in 2018.
No, I mean they're both big physical players. I didn't see much going on last night, but you know, Tom was trying to make noise and Reeves was trying to make noise for his team, but they never seemed to get together in that way.
Coach, so tomorrow starts another kind of crazy road trip where you've got six out of seven at home. Now, you don't play any back-to-back, so that helps. So you've got a day in between all these games. But you start out in Arizona. Arizona's, I think they've lost 9 of 10. What's it like playing in Arizona? Is that kind of a dead arena, or do they bring the fans usually?
I'm gonna let you know because it's our first time going there.
Yeah, at Mullet Arena.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
so this is the one where they're playing in the college rink, and it's I don't know what the attendance is, 5 or 6,000.
Well, that'll probably be pretty raucous, though.
Well, capacity's 5K. They're not even filling up the building.
They're not.
Capacity's 5K, and I think their average attendance is like 4,600.
I can't imagine there's a lot of NHL fans in Phoenix.
Yeah, I think there is, to be honest with you. I mean, they've had crowds before. I think a lot of people retire to the Arizona area and have retired there just because of the weather. And so they're kind of like Florida. There's a lot of hockey fans in Florida, or there's a lot of hockey fans in Dallas. They are there. You know, obviously, I think that the fans in general, right, your buildings fill up more when your team is up at the top, and they're going through a stage right now where they're trying to, you know, get draft picks and young players and build that team. But, you know, that being said, we already lost to them once this year. I mean, anybody beats anybody.
Right.
And so it'll be, we're going to have to be ready to play. And I'm excited to go in there. 4,600 people in a 5,000 seat arena.
That's still crazy.
It's going to be pretty cool. So I haven't experienced it yet, but the road has been okay for us recently. You know, we had one blip in Philadelphia, but we've been pretty good on the road, and we've got to get back out there and just keep winning hockey games, pushing up the standings.
So, Coach, with a barn that only holds 5K, that's going to be like your players going back to their juniors days, right? Like
junior in college.
That's crazy.
Yeah, junior college, it's loud. Like, you get into I've been in small buildings before, and when you fill it up, sometimes the roof's lower, and it can get loud in there, and it can be pretty crazy. So, again, I haven't experienced this one, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah, you make a good point, Coach. You've won 9 of your last 10 on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been good. So we weren't – this team's been a good road team. I think it's got to just be – because it's a veteran team that's been together, home or road, it doesn't matter. They seem to enjoy, you know, getting on the road and playing hockey games. And if you remember, at the beginning of the year, it wasn't starting well. I can't remember the record. It was 2-7-1, and so what had been good for a while, and the previous 2 years that I had been here, the road record, I think maybe for the first 2 years I was here, was the best road record in the NHL. Mm. We started the road poorly, and so it's nice to have straightened that out, because you definitely have to have a good. You're supposed to have a good record at home, you know, better than 500, and be winning your home games. But oftentimes the difference of the playoffs is making sure that you're winning on the road as well.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Coach Peter Laviolette of your Washington Capitals, kind of off the beaten path question here. We've been talking a lot about the Commanders and the ownership situation, the coach. And I know in the NFL, coaches oftentimes talk to their owners before an off season and during the regular season after every game. I have no idea. In the NHL, how often do you communicate with Ted?
I see Ted once in a while. My communications usually run through Brian. Brian and I speak on a daily basis every day. So our my communication runs through my general manager. And I think that's typically how it is on almost all NHL teams. I can't speak, but I'm in my experiences in the past. It's been from a coaching standpoint, your coach communicates with the general manager. That's not to say that I haven't seen Ted. I have, or that I haven't seen owners in the past on different organizations. I have, but, my daily meetings and conversations in hockey, I believe, run through the general manager.
Hey, Coach, I asked Lars last week, and it was maybe a little bit more appropriate just on the heels of, I think, you know, Ovi had gone through a real heater, right? He had another hat trick, it's scoring a bunch of goals, whatever. Maybe he'd been a little quieter than this past week or so. But, I mean, obviously, icon of the game. And I asked Lars, you ever yell at him? Like, what's it? Like, you ever say, hey, I was open, or, you know, or you got to hustle more there, or get back, or whatever. And he started laughing about it. And he said, you know, he doesn't, actually. The Russian guys all yell at each other. What about you? How do you coach an icon like Ovi? Do you ever just, like, really get into it and light Ovi up? Because he seems to be so sort of driven, loves the game. I mean, it might be hard to do. I don't know.
I yell sometimes. Like, I yell once in a while. Like, if we're not playing well, like, he's the captain of the team, too, right? He's the guy who sets the example, and I think he does an unbelievable job with that.
Right.
But sometimes I'm frustrated, and I'll yell. Sometimes he yells. He's a yeller.
Yeah.
What I found about Alex, because he's a big player, you know, like you said, he's a star. There's a chance that he could finish number one overall.
Right.
And so there's things that have to be fixed inside the game. I found Alex to be really coachable, like to bring him in and to talk about something, talk about the lineup, talk about his game, talk about this, what I'm seeing here, and what can we do to fix this, or show him, you know, something where he's been really good, or I think he's really coachable, and he brings energy, you know, almost every, like you said the other night in Long Island, like we were flat, and so if we did kind of in the locker room, you want more and you get fired up and animated, here's a guy that goes out and responds, and I think that's one of his strengths, is that he recognizes it too, and he realizes he can change the game by the way he plays it.
So you call him out? You'll say, Ovi, get these guys fired up?
Yeah, once in a while, but once in a while, and he does. And since then, but most of the time, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like that. It's not like what you're thinking either. Like, don't blow this out of proportion. But I may say, you know, this line's got to get going, or you got to get going. But it could be anybody in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's a guy who takes that responsibility because he's the leader of the team. I'm impressed with like I said, I think, you know, number one in goals is he's chasing down Wayne Gretzky, which is unbelievable.
Right.
What is more amazing to me is that he's been one of the most physical hockey players in the history of the game. And so you're talking about somebody, I mean, think about that.
I know. Not only
could he be the greatest goal scorer of all time, he's going to be maybe tops in hits or up there in the top two or three.
Yeah.
You add that combination and that element of the way somebody plays the game and the durability of it. It's unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable.
For sure.
Either one of the stats is pretty amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But you put them both together and you're like, wow.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs to be coached. But he just has such a passion for the game, so much enthusiasm. He's so great that I even wonder where you pick your spots. But obviously you know what you're doing.
It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you're right. And you know, when your team's not going, you know, you can, there are leaders in the room. You can always go to the leaders and say, hey, let's get going here. We got to get going. But this is a veteran group, and the leadership is good inside of our room.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thank you so
much. Best of luck out west.
It's Coach Peter LaViolette, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. Yep. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com.
I just find that whole dynamic just amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
I was going
to
say, you kind of want to be in a practice or even on the bench and just see how he gets after
guys.
I mean,
think about guys like Ovi, Oshie, Wilson, like those guys, not only the pros, but they, you can see the passion for the game, how much love they have for the game.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I do
they
wonder,
still need
though,
to coach. Mm-hmm.
I do wonder the 14 players for 12 spots, if that's a positive. Like, you'd think, okay, it's depth. But then if you're kind of switching the guys, like the chemistry's changing all the time, like at some point you just might need to be cutthroat and be like, you're a good player, but we're going to have you on the sidelines every day.
Yeah, but I think they all have their moments and they all have their skills. And
it'll be interesting to see
he
what
plays
they
plays matchups too.
And the obviously guys are going to get hurt, so that's why they have
it'll be interesting to see what they do at the trade deadline, which is March 3rd. Okay, so you've still got another 6 weeks.
Everybody talks about Lars, right? Isn't he the guy they
I think I mean, I've heard.
I think Lars' name has been like front and center for like the last two or three trading deadlines.
He just
and
I don't know what guys I don't know what guys are on the roster that are in their last years of their deal that have value, trade value, but it's going to be interesting to see, because right now, you know, you're at 50, what are they, at 54 points, something like that?
Yeah, 54.
But they got a tough little roadie coming up where they play good teams, like, and Arizona's not good, but they got to go play Vegas, tops in their division.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play Colorado, you know they're good.
Avalanche are a little bit down from last year, obviously, when they won the cup, but it's still,
A tough place to play.
Yeah, tough place to get a road
win. And then they got to play Toronto.
Is that a Kemper revenge game?
It is a Kemper revenge game. Yes, JP.
This is one
I
of those,
love those.
From now until basically through the Super Bowl weekend, I think they've got six roadies, and a few of them are real tough.
Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play Where in the World Are They for some great prizes. You can get in now at 800-636-1067. Line up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a Game Show Wednesday, Cakes.
And of course, it's sponsored by our friends at MGM National Harbor. We are exactly 1 week away from the opening of the Potomac Winter Poker Open. It kicks off with a $500,000 guaranteed mystery bounty event.
Nice.
And of course, on January 30th, the Cakes Classic comes to the daytime with a 12 noon kickoff, so hopefully people can show up for that. I believe JP is in the field for that. Valdez is. Eric Bickle is. They will all have
luminaries,
enhanced bounties on their heads, as will Lee Childs, Junk's longtime listener, and made the final table of the, I think, the 2007 main
World
event
Series
of the WSOP. He will also be a guest bounty for the Cakes Classic. So a lot happening there.
Still smarting my appearance from the last time. Warning track power.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's what I have in poker events. Warning track power.
You've got to have patience. One breakthrough.
Yep. Got to have
just
some patience.
One breakthrough. Yeah.
I know, but I'm pretty good at getting close to the money, but not being in the money.
Hey, we'll see. You know what? Maybe your fortunes change on January 30th.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be my breakthrough.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so Game Show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor. We have listeners on the line. We're going to play a very simple game. Where in the world are they?
Can you test me on it? Give me one of your throwaways. I might not know where this throwaway person is. Yeah, just give me
a
random.
Okay, Trey Turner. We talked about this recently, and I had forgotten.
Trey Phillies.
Yeah, he's with the Phillies. I knew that one. Okay. That one I did know. Okay.
I bet you a lot of our listeners didn't remember because I forgot for a moment.
No, you're just a donk. I think our listeners would know because that just happened.
Right. Well, I know our listeners would know.
He asked if he was still in L.A. Is that what he said?
I know our listeners would not know Ricky Rubio, which was originally on Jason's list.
Ricky Rubio.
I wouldn't get any of the NBA guys.
I think Ricky Rubio is with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're not going that deep. Trey Mancini our first
is with
contestant.
The Chicago Cubs?
Just signed with the Cubs.
I was going to say Cubs.
Was it a 3-year deal or 2-year deal?
I thought it was three.
Three, yeah.
Boatload of money.
Good for him.
Good for him. Look at you. He's got to
be
for him.
He's got to be one of the most. He's got to be one of the most likable guys in sports.
It's so true.
Which guy? I thought Schwarber was a likable guy.
Mancini. Oh,
yeah. Schwarber's very likable.
Yeah.
All right, who's up?
All right, let's go to Michael in D.C. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, junkies?
What's up?
All right, hey, Michael. I got one for you. Now, this is not physically, all right? I'm not asking physically where this person is, all right? But what team does he play for? Jacob DeGrom.
Texas Rangers.
Ooh, we got a sports fan. Really congratulations.
Nice job.
You get the $100 gift card for use at any of the Metropolitan Hospitality Group restaurants that includes recently opened Circa and El Bebe at the Borough and Tyson's, Circa and Clarendon, Foggy Bottom, and in Navy Yard. Check out their award-winning Speakeasy Salt in Roslyn and their Merrifield spots, Open Road and Trio Grill.
Yep, very good.
Oh, I just saw we have two of those, so we got two more prizes to give away. 800-636-1067. Not the lines
sure exactly
are locked and loaded.
What a speakeasy is, but I'm sure it's.
I know. I've always heard like the term.
Like I'm sure it's dark, very nice.
Oh, like underground bar.
Yeah,
I feel like
that.
It's a jazz club. That's what I.
That's
think.
Kind of the vibe that I get yeah. too, but I couldn't really tell you.
I thought it was like an undercover bar. Maybe in like Prohibition.
Maybe they have poetry there because they're speaking. I don't know.
You know what? You could be right.
No, I think it's because when the cops come, your voice has to get soft. So you have to speak easy so that you don't get caught.
I'd buy that
drinking.
Too. That sounds like a great explanation.
Prohibition.
Yeah. I think that's what it came from, yes.
Okay.
All right, who's up?
Let's go to Josh in Leonardtown. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, junkies?
Hey,
all right,
buddy.
So Jason just said he didn't mean physically. I do mean physically here. Where in the world are they? Cliff Kingsbury, who was recently fired from the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a silly spot.
Hey, you guys were just talking about this yesterday or the other day.
It's a weird spot.
Sorry, bro. We can go to the next caller. Where in the world are they? Where's Cliff Kingsbury and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
JP thought he went there to pick up chicks.
Chris. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Where in the world physically is Chris? Is Cliff Kingsbury?
He is in Tallinn.
Yes.
He is in Tallinn.
You have a weird way to pronounce it, but yes, that's a win. That's a dub.
Hey, congratulations. You get a pair of tickets to go see Eric Church, the Outsiders Revival Tour, Jiffy Lube Live, August 5th, 2023, before tickets go on sale. That's courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale this Friday, January 20th, starting at 10 a.m., courtesy of Ticketmaster.com. All right, we still have one more $100 gift card so we can continue to play. Where in the world are they? You know what I tried to look up? Here's somebody. Would you have any idea what he's doing or where he is?
Let's hear it.
Tim Duncan. I've seen him pop up on the bench every once in a while.
I thought he coaches. Yeah?
Is he a full-time coach?
Couldn't tell you.
Tim Duncan?
I don't know.
I thought he coached. I don't know.
It's a good question.
All right. Let's go to Rich and Olney. Hey, Rich.
Morning, boys.
Rich, are you busy stocking the shelves at the county-run liquor store?
No, I worked the night shift tonight.
Oh, by the way, I pulled into that parking lot, I think it was Sunday morning, and there was a line, looked like they were buying Motley Crue tickets from 1989 wrapped around the building. They must have been releasing like some form of like rare bourbon. I don't know. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, second Saturday of every month is when we release the hard-to-get bourbons.
Yeah. The drunks and DJs were in line at the old town.
Hey,
nice and early.
On Rich. Friday, I saw people camping out, too.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Rich, why can I drink? And maybe it's just a personal thing, or is this a common thing? why is it easier for me to drink scotch than bourbon? Like if I just, you know, on the rocks.
You might just not like the bourbon tends to have a little bit more spice to it because they put more rye.
Mm-hmm.
So scotch is a little bit more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So that might just be your palate.
Is that? But some people find it the opposite. They find bourbon easier to sip on than, say, scotch?
Yeah, it's just a personal thing. Some gotcha. People like single malts and all that kind of stuff. Just depends on what you like.
Rich from the Old Town, liquor expert.
All right, let me ask you this. My favorite scotch, and we'll move on. My favorite scotch is a Johnny Walker Blue, but that stuff's what, like $250
it's
bucks
pricey,
a bottle
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
What
it's about, $220.
All right, what's almost as good as Johnny Walker Blue, but does it cost me $220 bucks?
Try sticking in the same family. Go with Johnny Walker Green. It'll be about $100 to $140 less.
That sounds nubs, though, Johnny Walker Green.
It might be.
No, it's the second best. It's the second best of all the Johnny Walkers.
You want a little bit less expensive.
That's true, that's but I was hoping get. Maybe that another brand would knock it
off. You're already pot committed. Might as well get the blue if you're going to get the green.
And I feel if you're getting Johnny Walker and you don't have the blue, you have the nubs, Johnny Walker. I would rather have somebody else's Primo. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Is there another brand that does a good scotch that's like their top dog? It's close to the...
Try Chivas Regal Royale.
Okay.
Mm. Right. Sounds very fancy.
Where is it?
Highfalutin.
What is it? Glenfiddich? Is that how you say it?
Ask Rich.
Is that how you say that? Glenfiddich?
Glenfiddich, yeah, but that's a single malt scotch. That's going to taste like a ashtray.
Really?
That's a good description.
But what is that, about $50 a bottle? Something like that?
For a 12-year, but if you're already spoiled on the Johnny Blue, you're going to want to spring for the 18-year, and it'll be even really expensive.
A lot of patience is going to pay off. You come up with an alcohol, and you got to wait 18 years.
Johnny.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. You got one for Rich?
I like yours, Jason.
All right, I got one. Rich, now this is where is he physically, okay?
Okay.
Where in the world is John Rahm?
I have no clue.
I don't either. I have a guess, but he's not a live golfer, so I'm just going to guess this.
Isn't he Palm Springs?
Well, he got it.
Oh, he's got it?
Damn, I guess Hawaii.
The tour is all out of Hawaii.
Out of Hawaii.
They're in California. Yeah.
They're back on the mainland.
Yeah.
So can I tell you how liberating it is not to be in a golf pool this year? I feel so liberated.
How about this? I increased my participation this year.
You did?
Do you still communicate with your boy, Kenny Kim, though?
Sparingly.
You miss it?
I mean, he was my golf guy.
All right, who's up next?
Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Junkie. Good morning.
Right. Hey, Chris.
I got another one physically.
Right. I like yours.
All right, where is this person physically? Okay, Chris?
What about mentally?
Mentally, he's there, too. Novak Djokovic.
Oh, man.
I mean, I've got a guess. Got nothing. I would guess he's in Melbourne, Australia.
Correct.
Yes, Australian Open.
I mean, it's the Aussie Open, people. Come on.
All right.
They're playing right now. Why isn't it on TV in the studio?
The drab T-shirt, I think, is following the action in the behind the glass.
Well, my betting account is definitely following.
Eight-leg Aussie Open parlay working right now.
By the way, did you take a hit last weekend with the poor Ravens not coming through?
I lost $200.
Oh, not bad.
Because I hedged it with...
you hadn't plus the point.
Plus +7.
Ah, okay.
Which sucks is that it went all the way up to plus +10.
Mm,
correct.
Valdez told me numerous times, you got it top of the market, and then it went to
it was
plus
not
10.
Top of the market.
Plus 10.
All right, guys, the weather this time of year could be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready no matter what the temperature is with a $99 heating and cooling check from my guys, the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington during the Where in the World Are They segment. Jason threw out John Rahm. And I had to think, is he a LIV golfer? Is he a PGA Tour golfer? And he's not a LIV golfer. So I thought it was in Hawaii, but they had moved on. But speaking of LIV, Draft came upon this article about the LIV Golf Tour and the TV rights and everything that's going on. So TV wise, they still haven't scored a big deal, right?
I don't think so. It sounds like Valdez can hip us to it better. It sounds like they're closing in on something with CW. It'll be like a rev share deal and then split ad revenue, which some people have mocked, but you know, they don't have a track record yet of producing, you know, ratings and that kind of thing. So other leagues have done. I think the LPGA has done things like that. I know the PLL has done things like that. I think MLS has done things like that. It's not unusual.
This article is kind of hammering Greg Norman and kind of where the LIV Tour is right now, saying with just a couple weeks, I guess, before the season, they don't even know where all of their stops are, that they haven't signed enough good players. They have a bunch of lawsuits. They weren't able to retain some of their top executives. And the biggest thing, I think, is they just don't think that they can really survive that long without a good TV deal. I don't know. You guys are big on LIV. I'm barely in on PGA Tour, so I'm not in on LIV.
Dead.
D-E-D. Yes. You know what I am big on? I'm big on, I like golf. I like watching golf on TV. It's funny. I like watching it more than I like playing it at this point in my life. So, yeah, I like it. I like watching the
What's
big name
interesting
guys.
About this, if this deal goes through, is that two current PGA broadcast partners, Warner Media and CBS, are minority owners of CW. Kind of a conflict of interest,
I guess.
Well
that's the
is.
Problem. That's the problem with any network, is the conflicts.
Yeah, so they're minority owners of CW, but they also are media partners with the PGA Tour.
Right.
Now, the majors all said that the LIV golfers can play in the majors?
Correct.
All of them have decided that, or was that just the Masters?
Well, certainly Masters.
I don't know if all of them have made declarations, but I assume. I haven't heard that they haven't.
If you qualify for the British Open,
you have the world ranking points, you can play.
Now, that would be the problem, is the world ranking
points. Now, the problem is in the next couple of years. But they're going to have to adjust the
world ranking points. So if you qualify, yes, you can play.
They're going to have to adjust the world ranking points. The world ranking points are just so silly.
Here's what LIV Golf needs to do, is that they need to be sustainable for the next 3 to 4 years, so that when these players run out of the world ranking points, that they can still play in the majors. Because once it's feasible for a player who's on LIV to still play in the U.S. Open or the Open Championship, then all of a sudden, I think you'll see more golfers go over to LIV.
Well, aren't they sustainable because they have an endless supply of cash? and they don't care if they're burning through all the money.
No, but at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yeah. Well, it also is how long are they going to continue to be interested in it? Maybe they decided they want some other.
Yeah, what people don't understand is that the Saudis did this with horse racing, where basically they just plunked down as much money as possible to breed these super horses, and basically want to take over all of horse racing, and they just got bored of it, and they just found a new toy to play with, to spend their money on.
And aren't they supposedly buying the WWE? Or I saw some sort of story that Vince McMahon came back and was considering selling to the Saudis.
I think that was an incorrect report.
Incorrect
is what it was referred to last week.
Was that a run on BSAC Sports?
BSAC. Eric, what happened to all these? You said just wait. Next week, all these tour golfers are going over to live.
And like who?
Well, you said all fall. Like after the tour championship, you said all these rooms.
That is true.
Patrick Cantlay was supposedly going over.
Nobody went over. Hold on. I saw an interview with Cantlay. He's not, for sure. Mm-hmm. I saw him talk.
I know,
about
but
it.
he's one of the golfers.
For sure. But who else did I tout that didn't, though? But just give me the names because I haven't been really
Xander.
About it.
Xander was another name that was that was being rumored.
He was.
I've heard of Xander, yeah. Who else?
Well, we always
remember.
The golf guy.
I know.
We heard Ricky Fowler. No, we heard Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, but Ricky's not.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he was one of the names.
Yeah, but
that was
I haven't thought that
there.
Recently. He buddied up with Tiger and the meetings and everything. He ain't going anywhere. By the way, Ricky's swing was totally different.
But
have
it
you guys
made
seen
sense.
It?
Yes,
I have not seen
not
it.
Not nearly totally different. Yeah, it's just totally different. It's not as flat. Not nearly. Yeah, used to be more like Sergio. It's.
What about Hideki? You said Hideki.
Hideki, that was definitely
you said
one.
Done deal. I think the words done deal was said.
I don't know if I said that. If you find the audio, but listen,
well, what happened?
We didn't do a celebration when Mito Pereira signed.
I think that there's a little bit of a pause. Nobody just because did. Until they get the world ranking thing settled. But also remember, they only have the way it's structured right now, 54 spots or whatever it is. You know, it's not like they have 144 spots. The guys that stay are in a good spot because they just lost like 20 top 10, 20 top 50 golfers. So, I mean, it behooves them to also stay. And the PGA Tour, by the way, responded and gave them a bunch of extra money and a bunch of extra incentive to stay.
Right. They changed everything so that the players were griping about.
Yeah, look at the Amex. They basically got.
Look at the Amex this week. You have, I think, 5 out of the top 10 players in the world playing at Palm Springs at an event that barely had anybody in it beforehand.
Yeah,
because they upped the purse.
So
and they
part
upped
of the incentive to the world leave rankings. Is not there as anymore because they weigh up the purses. And they I can't even remember all
and
the
tour
different
knew
things
they
did.
Had to do. They also gave minimums even if you make the missed
yeah,
the cut. They gave travel.
Money to pay
yeah, they're
for
giving
their
travel,
caddies,
travel per diems.
Yep. I mean, they totally. It's a totally different deal
than
Denny
McCarthy,
6 months ago.
If Denny McCarthy misses a cut and goes out to Hawaii and misses a cut, well, the PGA Tour is going to help him pay for the flight.
That's a nice perk. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a totally.
Now, he didn't miss the cut.
Right.
He made some money, but if he would've.
It's not the no-brainer that it was 6 or 8 months ago, where they're paying for all your expenses, first class, you only have to play 7 or 8 events or whatever, and you make a boatload of money. Now the tour, they've kind of done their own deal.
No, what's going to happen is, what happens to Dustin Johnson in 3 years when he's obviously not going to have his world ranking points, but he's a very damn good golfer, and he should be in the U.S. Open.
Q school.
There's qualifiers. You could qualify for the U.S. Open that way.
Yeah, you could do that.
I'm surprised this article points out something which I think that none of you care about, but that the live. The live schedule remains incomplete. All right, they haven't signed any new players, but also says that they didn't get the off-season trades between the teams that people were anticipating.
Valdez,
you name one team.
The only guy
that
cares about this.
The Crushers, Pork, Niblix.
I know, but can you name like the
four aces, Majestic?
Valdez actually could name a few of them.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
Well, he's a live golf.
Were you looking forward to some trades?
Yeah, I was actually looking forward to that. Because the four aces, they were the dominant team this year,
right?
And it was just it was a stacked team.
I'm forced to believe you,
Taylor, with Taylor Gooch, Dustin Johnson, Pat Perez, and
so DJ was carrying
Berger?
The team.
Berger was Berger? No,
I think DJ. Was DJ the other?
DJ. Yeah,
he said.
DJ. There's four.
Just being brutally
DJ,
honest.
Gooch, Perez, and I think Burton.
I don't remember.
I would need a minimum of $5,000 to show up to a Liv event to hype up Liv.
That's not true. There should be one at Trump. In Virginia.
I'm saying I would need to be paid. You need to pay me a sizable amount of cash.
That's not true. Patrick Reed. I don't know why. Yeah, yeah. Patrick Reed's on the team.
Yeah, that's not true. It would take.
You're not going to go hang out with our friend Harold Varner the third.
Cakes, you might be out doing it in a few months for free.
Right? Yeah. Free? I agree to this. Is it in our freshly signed contract?
I'm 100% going out. I'm 100% going out. And we should be out there daily.
I will only be there if I don't get paid for contractual obligations.
Yeah, you should be broadcasting from the patio overlooking 18 with the waterfall.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
All right. My buddy Joe just sent me a picture of his duty.
Oh, I don't.
He was bragging about it. He said he had a classic.
Why are you hanging out with people like that?
Vinny and Joe.
Oh, no, AEB, open your text.
I will say.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Drab and Valdez.
B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.